All right, welcome to Whispers, everybody, on AM 1600 WKKX, the Valley's Watchdog. It is 8:11, 36 degrees here in downtown Wheeling. Number here, 304-214-1600. If you're out of the area, give us a call, 514-866-514-1600. Tonight is our big giveaway. Is there like an echo I can put on? Giveaway, 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 giveaway. We got so much stuff to give away, it's not even funny. Make sure you call us in. Tell us your ghost stories. I mean, that's how you're going to win the prizes. We got, I got a stack of pizzas to give away. I got a stack of movie tickets. Pizzas. Stack of movie tickets. I got massages. I got photo packages.
That's me and you, Derek.
There we go. All right, in the studio with us today, we got Tammy Gross, author of Whispered Tales of the Ohio Valley. And we got Sammy the Bull.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You actually have a story that you're going to share with us that involves some pictures.
Yeah, I brought some pictures. I told a little bit last week, the very first house that we lived in. It was a starter home for us, which was a while back. But the one bedroom where my boys stayed in, it had a closet in there, like a cupboard where we kept his clothes. And we never really paid attention. It had a door on the other side of the wall, which opened up into another closet, a deeper closet, went kind of into the attic. And we heard him start out. We heard him talking to somebody. We just thought he was talking to himself, had like an imaginary friend. We're here. So he's talking. He says to the girl, the girl. I said, what girl? There's no girl here. In the closet. And we opened up. So there's nobody in this closet. He says, no, in the closet. We went up, opened the door, and we kind of dug around. There were scraps and stuff in there. We ended up finding these pictures of this girl. And he pointed, he says, that girl. Which is kind of freaky.
We're looking at the pictures. I mean, the little girls scare me. I don't know what it is.
It's a picture. It's a little girl kind of in like an old-timey dress. I mean, the pictures are old. They're like in a card stock.
Like a Victorian kind of thing.
Yeah, right. They're not even in like photos. There's no background. It's all brown and a little girl with a white dress. It's really...
Yeah, and I kind of just let him play on with you. I just thought it was imaginary friend, but then we kind of heard things, you know, a few times, you know, like coming out of there, like steps, footsteps and that. But we ended up moving away, and the people bought our house. Ended up, they had a daughter. They had the bedroom in the same room, and she had the same kind of problems, and it ended up getting a little bit more where she was scared. I don't know if, what happened between her and this other girl, but she was scared to death of sleeping there anymore. They ended up having to take her bedroom out of there, stay with the parents, and even some nights they had to leave the house because she was so scared. But they're still there. I think things have kind of calmed down. I haven't talked to them.
Where was this at?
This was out in Coleraine.
Coleraine.
Yeah. It's kind of creepy.
Yes, it is.
Very creepy.
Yes, it is.
But them pictures were in the wall.
Yeah, that's what's even...
That's awesome.
Hey, we got a phone call. Who we got?
I didn't ask. I wanted to hear Sammy's story. I wanted to hear Sammy's story. Hi, you're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, this is Pam.
Hi, Pam.
Oh, that's creepy. there is no way. I mean, I've got so many stories from my son's house to my house. I had it blessed and a whole bit. But I'll tell you what. I mean, my older son probably could be a ghost whisperer if he'd let it be. He just don't want to be bothered. And he's had so many experiences. But this has to do with my younger son. And something should have been doing. He and two other friends went to the old mental institution in Athens. It's like over 100 years old.
Wow.
And the graves don't have names. They have numbers.
Numbers.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
They
Jeez.
Don't even have names on them.
That's sad.
And they went in and they got up to the top and went over the wall and climbed up this to get in this window. Like I said, they shouldn't have been doing this. I guess a lot of people do that. I don't know. But, you know, guys.
Just what's a little case of breaking in it,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly, exactly. I probably shouldn't be telling this story.
Just don't use any names. Just don't use any names.
Yeah, that's right. No names. Anyhow, a couple of them said, somebody's in there. They were looking out at us. And one of the other ones said, oh, yeah, right. You're not going to scare me. And I said, no, somebody was looking out at that window. And so they went in, they were walking around, they heard sounds, and they just meandered around. And he said the hair just stand on the back of his head. He just didn't like this whole bit. And they went down this one hallway, and there was a dark form, and it was motioning them to come here.
Ooh.
Wow. Don't go there.
I mean, I've already got chills just thinking about it. I mean, when he told me this, I mean, every hair on my head, and my hair's long, and it was standing up. Wow. And he just said he knew that whatever it was evil. He was running full force. He said, let's get out of here. And the one guy said, wanted to go back in. He said, I am never, ever doing anything like that again. He said, there was something wrong there. And I was trying to give logical explanations. He said, no, Mom, no, no. That, you know, usually a place is patrolled and stuff. I remember going there when I went to Athens. My sorority played bingo with some of the older people, you know, but they were the more docile ones, I guess. And so I was in there, and it is, it's probably built on the same time the penitentiary was built. But it's, he said, it's bad vibes. He said, Mom, and I saw that for him. And it, he said, it just was, Sam, come here.
Wow. It said his name?
No. But he didn't take one step closer.
I don't blame him.
No.
If it had said his name, he would have been out there much faster.
Yeah, yes. He said just it appeared. It didn't, you know, it wasn't like walking down the steps or walking down the hall. It was just all of a sudden there.
Isn't that what you guys would call shadow people?
I have no idea. But
good.
Yeah. I'd say that's a full body apparition.
That sounds more sinister.
Yeah. That's a demon.
The devil was after.
Well, he said he just felt that it was pure evil, and he got the heck out of there. He said he would never, ever go in there or anything else like that again. He said he said he just felt like his soul was being drawn out.
Oh, that's
horrible.
Oh,
wow. He said it was horrible. I said, why were you so stupid? He said, we just want to go in and see. He said he didn't like when he saw numbers instead of names on graves. You know, they were just numbers.
Athens is rich with paranormal activity for some reason.
Well, gee, I wonder why.
But it's one of the most active places in Ohio.
Yeah, there are stories from when I was down there of people going into old abandoned churches, and then the something they took, and all of a sudden it fell on the floor for no reason. I mean, there's just more stuff. It's just, yeah. But like I said, well, goodness, we've had so much ourselves.
Jeez.
Isn't it funny?
Wow.
Now, where are you from, Pam?
I better not say.
All right, cops, turn your car radios off for just a second.
That's right. Everybody
well,
else
she didn't do it.
Well, what town do you live in?
St. Clairsville.
St. Clairsville. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're going to give you a prize here.
I think she deserves one. I do.
I think my son deserves one.
Jordan, you never even told what the prizes were. Can you tell those again?
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember if we did or not.
We got movie tickets from both Carmike and Marquee Cinemas. We have 20-minute chair massages from Journey Within in Tridolphia. We have $50 photo packages from Absolute Serenity. And we have 6 16-inch pizzas from Da Vinci's Pizza.
Ooh, pizza.
And it's good pizza. Jordan and I have planned many of these shows over one of those pizzas, and they're great.
Oh, yeah. Where is Da Vinci Pizza? Because I'm on the Ohio side here.
It's, you know where Ogilvy is, correct?
Mm-hmm.
If you go up Route 88, like you're going towards West Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
It's used to be called Park Place, and it's changed hands. You'll see it there. It used to be a BP gas station, I think.
It's on the corner of Peter's Run.
Peter's Run.
Peter's Run and 88. Yeah.
Right on the corner there, right at the top of the hill.
And 16-inch. It's good pizza.
Oh,
so
okay.
What are we giving her?
It's up to her.
Sounds like she wants a pizza.
What would you like? You want a pizza?
Yeah, I'll try one of the pizzas.
Sounds like she wants a pizza.
Well, you have won a pizza.
And your name's Pam?
Uh-huh.
All right, we'll go ahead and put your name on the envelope.
Yay!
Right now. You're
our
first name.
Are you going to stop and pick it up here, Pam?
I'll try after school sometime.
Okay, that's great. It'll be waiting here for you.
Okay, great.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Pam.
Thank you, Pam.
I'm anxious to hear the other stories, too.
Oh, okay, we're
like
we're
I said, good. I could be here for a half hour telling you stuff. And it's like, oh, my God.
Thanks, Pam.
Well, be sure to call in another time and give us some more stories.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Okay. And I'm always looking for stories from my book.
Oh,
I don't know if you're familiar with it at all.
No.
Do you have access to the internet?
Yeah, at school. My computer went...
Oh, okay. Well, I have a MySpace that I advertise on. It's myspace.com/WhisperedTalesOV.
Oh.
And it's going to be local submissions.
Have you ever read any of the ones? They have several books from West Virginia and several from Ohio in libraries about the tales.
Yeah.
So that'd be good. Oh, yeah, that stuff's, I mean, it's just too much for it not to be real, you know.
All right, thanks a lot, Pam.
Okay, Pam. Bye-bye.
All right, if you want to win a prize, too, give us a call locally here, 304-214-1600. If you're out of the area, I don't think any of our prizes will be worth anything to you, but we'd love to hear your stories.
Hey, they could drive in.
If you want to drive down here, you know, by all means, we'd love to have you.
Okay, we've got John on, too. Okay.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Great.
You got a story for us?
Yeah, I've got a story that I haven't told anybody for 26 years. It happened to me in college. It happened to me when I was down at college at WVU.
Okay.
I don't know how scary it is, but it scared the bejabbers out of me the night it happened to me.
Then it sounds good. We'd love to hear it.
I was in my room, a dorm room, with a roommate that was a big guy. I mean, I'm not a big guy, but he was statuesque and broad-shouldered, a big dude. And we were up late studying for a test. As usual, it was probably 2 a.m. when we finally killed the lights. And probably 3 or 4 a.m., we were hearing noises, and he asked me if it was me, and I said no. And when we got the lights up a little bit, it appeared as though the walls were bleeding rather heavily.
That is scary no matter who you are.
Absolutely.
It scared us so bad, and it scared him, and I was scared, more scared because he was afraid. I wanted him to hold me and say,
yeah.
And so we took off out of there and just stayed out all night. Under street lamps and wherever we could find light until it lightened up in the morning. We went back and everything was fine, but we got out of that room too.
Oh, definitely.
We got transferred out. We were afraid. We didn't want to sleep in there anymore.
I might have dropped out of college.
Now, there was no
that's another story, but
there was no alcohol involved in this. This is a WVU story.
We were totally sane and sober, and it just was one of those tales from the dark side that really freaks you out. It scared us to death.
Oh, my God. Was there any history that you ever found out?
You know
out
what?
Anything?
I never really found anything out. When you start asking questions like that, if there are any real answers, people get tight-lipped.
Yeah.
And then they look at you like, oh, sure. You know, it's like you said, was there any alcohol involved?
Yeah, that would be the first question probably there.
This is totally sane and sober. I've been a diabetic a long time, and I don't drink. It's not...
Well, good.
It's something I don't do. And
well, how long ago was this?
This was in 1983. Did I say 26? 25.
25, 26.
It's been a long time.
That was a year before I was born. I just want to point that out.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, isn't he a smarty?
Smart Alec.
Well, what kind of prize would you like?
Well, if there are movie tickets, I would very much enjoy that.
Okay, we have one pair from Carmike, and we have five. How many pairs from
four pair from Marquee.
Four pair from Marquee over
that's
at the Highlands.
That's the new one, right?
That's the new one at the Highlands.
I haven't been up there yet. That would be nice.
Well, you're getting ready to go, buddy.
Awesome.
So, John, what's your last name initial, just in case? John's a common name.
John F.
John.
Yeah.
John,
I know who it is. I know who it is.
Okay, Lola can take care of you for you. Yeah.
All right, you going to come by the studio to get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
All right, they're here for you.
They'll be here.
All right, thanks a lot, John.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Bye-bye.
Okay, now we've got Dan.
Hi, Dan. How we doing?
Hey, Dan.
Okay, how you doing?
Oh, we're all right. Doing good so far.
Okay, this story isn't really long, but it's still really, really creepy. It's about a seance.
Always a
creepy
bad problem.
Already.
That's all I need there.
Well, when I was younger, there was a lady who lived a few houses down. She used to,
Are you there?
Oh, I thought she asked me to hold on.
Oh, no,
that's
she,
the next caller coming in.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. The lady a couple houses down, she performed seances, which I never attended any of them because I was young and I thought they were just a bunch of crap or something. You know. Well, I was about 12, so I mean, I wasn't 6 or 7 or anything like that. And I got the crap scared out of me one night. She actually had, this is no lie, a card table. There was no sheet on it, anything. A card table in the middle of our dining room walking itself around in circles. And I'm not lying. I'm not lying.
That's not normal behavior for a card table.
No, I swear I'm not lying.
That's creepy.
So freaking, and I never attended another one after that. No. I'd never seen anything like it in my life.
And
ever.
It was in your house?
Yes. So, I mean, like I said, there wasn't a tablecloth or something where somebody could be underneath the table. There was nothing, just one of his old little cardboard tables, and that SOB was walking itself.
That's creepy.
Yeah, so, like I said, it wasn't a long, drawn-out story, but
that'd make a grown man cry, for sure.
Make me cry.
Dan, how long ago was this?
Let's see, I was 12. Oh, my gosh. That's a long time ago. It scarred you. Yeah, I never forgot it. I never went back to another seance. That was my first and last. And I'd heard stories about her seances before. My mom and my older siblings and stuff and other people in the neighborhood. But, yeah, I never really, like I said, I just thought it was a bunch of crap.
Now, do you think in any way that could have been fake? Can you see that in any way possible that could be fake?
No. I mean, there was nothing there.
Nobody was near it or anything?
The room wasn't dark. I mean, the room was well lit.
Oh,
everybody
man.
Was away from. There was nobody within 3 feet of the table.
Oh, jeez.
Like I said, there was no tablecloth or anything. It was just going around in circles.
Well, and it's in your house. It's not like she could have even had anything rigged up in her own house.
That's true, yeah.
You know, she just,
she would go to people's houses and conduct these things. Yeah.
They were really popular back then. Mm-hmm. A lot of people.
Way back then, yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't mean it quite like that.
Oh, I've done the fifth of them bother me. But it really scared the crap out of me.
Oh, it would.
Now, Dan, what would you like for a prize?
Movie tickets would be great.
Movie tickets, we got the Highlands, and we got still the one pair from Carmike. Which would you like?
I love the Highlands.
Highlands?
Okay.
I love their seating.
All right, well,
they're comfortable, aren't they?
Yeah, those are great.
Yeah, and I love the way they sit up really high if you get somebody with a big hat in front of you.
You got to take the hat off. Just take the hat off and throw it at their feet.
Big head Bobby sitting in front of you.
Yeah.
You don't even need to there. You're sitting 2 foot higher than the people in front of you.
It's great.
Okay, going to stop by here and pick them up?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, Dan.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, give us a call out here, 304-214-1600, and tell us your story.
Yep, and the 866-514-1600 line is open, so you can call on that one, too. Okay, this is Paula.
Hi, Paula.
Hi, Paula.
Hi there. Happy birthday, Lola, again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I cannot beat bleeding walls and eerie, like, figures or anything like that, but I've heard numerous stories from friends and about, like, faucets turning on and doors shutting and opening, and I know in the house we lived in, I've called before, so this is old hat, but the house we used to live in, there was, from what I can guess, it was a Native American, an Indian, who would walk around the house, and like he woke me up one night, I mean, he didn't do anything. He was harmless. I mean, dead people can't hurt you, right?
Jump at you with a tomahawk.
I just had this image of, like, the Indian from that old 70s commercial, the one
where
that cried. And he's walking through the house looking at all the garbage or something.
You want me to really ruin it for you? He wasn't really Indian. He was Italian.
Really?
Oh, no.
I think you're right. No, but this was a young, but there's, like, you couldn't see arms, legs. Everything was, like, shadowed as far as the head, and all you could really see was torso, and he was not old. He was. You're going to get woke up at 3:13 in the morning. That was okay.
But
it's like you look, and then you realize this isn't right. And I looked at the clock and looked back, and he's gone.
And did you ever try to communicate or?
No, I mean I just saw him. My mom would see him more often than I did. I only saw him really that one time. My mom would see like a figure walk past her, like in her peripheral. You know, and it would go down the steps. And my little girl said that there was an old lady in the basement. She wouldn't go down in the basement. There was an old lady in this one little section that was cut out of the basement. And she would not go down there. She was not happy about it. I can't beat bleeding walls and all the, thank God.
I mean, do you see an Indian in your house? That's, you know.
American roaming around. But it was like, as soon as we figured out he was there, we kind of like quit showing up. So, is that common?
Maybe just wanted to be known, and he did it, and he's done. What area was that in, if you can say?
In Clarington.
Clarington?
Yeah. Yeah, it was right on the creek. I mean, so.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense.
The Creek Indians?
No.
Well,
sorry.
They used to camp out there.
Yeah, it was right on the Ohio River, you know, an offshoot of it. So,
yeah.
I mean, it would have made total sense if that's who it was. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know any history of the area or anything. It was a pony field when we got it. So, who knows what it was before it was a pony field. But yeah, it was pretty cool. But it was that's never awesome. There was never any fear. There was never any creepiness. It was just like, whoa.
Yeah, that's the kind I would like. I don't care for spinning tables and bleeding walls.
I don't know. I don't think I'd want to see a big Indian run across my house either.
But I'm telling you, when I was 16, it wasn't bad to wake up seeing that Indian.
Always look young. On the bright side. Always look on the bright side.
You got to find it.
What do you want for prize?
Oh, whatever you pick, Lola. I don't care.
Oh, Lola.
Well, we got massages. We got.
I know what she needs. I know what she needs.
You know what she needs?
Yep.
What are you giving her then?
Photos. The photo package.
Photo package? Okay.
Get your picture taken.
That's so cool.
Okay.
Thank you, doll.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Okay. See you soon.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye.
Nice talking to you.
Bye.
Okay, now we have, boy, we're getting some good stories, and
yes,
here
we were
nervous beforehand. Yes. I was.
Okay, this is Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, Nick. Hey, Jordan. What's up?
Oh, not much. Listening to stories. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
So you got a scary one for us?
Well, yeah, I was going to talk about one of our investigations.
Okay.
Well, let's hear it.
For people that don't know me out there, I am part of Whisper. I am the video analyst. And I've been with the group for about a year, joined last summer, and probably in August had the biggest scare of my life at one of the investigations. It was probably about 11 o'clock in the morning. I'm not going to say which house we were at because of privacy policies. But Nick and Jordan had left to go do something. I believe it was to use the restroom because, as you know,
the place we were in didn't have a restroom. Right?
Yeah, I already saw that earlier.
So Nick and Jordan had left, and I was with two other members of our team. And while they were gone, we had decided to do some EVP work, which is electro voice phenomenon. We had a mini recorder set up in a living room on the bottom floor. There were three floors. And we were down on the first floor on street level, and we were doing some EVP work. And I had asked, you know, of course, the standard questions, is there anyone here? Would anybody like to talk with us? We didn't really get anything up until probably about 5 minutes into it, and I asked, if you're here, knock once for yes and twice for no. And this is what I heard. And me and the other two people were like, what? I was like, if that was you, knock once for yes again. And I heard. And we asked a series of yes or no questions where we did get responsive knocking back. And that went on for about 15 minutes. And by the time Nick and Jordan got back, we were all freaked out and waiting outside for them to come back and go back in with us.
They missed it all?
Oh no! It was a long, long night.
We missed the very beginning, but
this is the one where Jordan heard singing on the third floor.
Yeah, we've actually played some of the clips here before.
I heard about this.
Yes, yeah. It was bad.
We heard the singing.
Now you heard the laugh.
Yeah, I on that occasion, I think I was the only one too. But there was a thing where people would hear change being dropped in this house. And I, at one point during the investigation, heard that. Unfortunately, we didn't get it on any of our recording devices, and no one else at the time heard it, even though I was surrounded by people at that time.
I've heard that's a common occurrence, the change falling with hauntings like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this where you heard the laugh? And I think we even got the laugh on tape.
Yes, this is also where I heard the maniacal laugh from the cartoon. This was before, this is when Nick and Jordan were away, and we were up on the second floor, and we were just kind of mapping out the place, deciding what we wanted to do and get started on while Nick and Jordan were out doing their business. And we were in one of the second floor rooms, and I heard what sounded like, you know, the stereotypical evil laugh from, like, the cartoon villains right in my ear.
Give us a demonstration.
Like, wah-ha-ha-ha-ha.
kind of that was a good one. That was a good laugh.
Thank you. Thank you. And it was, no one else heard it. And so I was like, oh, maybe, you know, it was just kids outside or something. And then we got it played back on the recorder, and I was like, oh, my gosh, that is exactly what I heard.
That is awesome.
It, It was scary. That house, it was actually so scary that one of our investigators, who was like, no joke, he is like stone cold, you know, left the group.
Is that right? Like, yeah. Couldn't take it.
I mean, he got freaked out a little bit, left all of his equipment.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never heard from him again.
I'm one of the biggest skeptics there is, and that house had me a little boogered.
All right, Amanda, we're giving you a pizza.
Yay!
From Da Vinci's Pizza.
And, all right.
We can actually take that. We got an investigation tonight, so I can...
make sure he gives it to you.
It's too late to
order
partake,
now, but
we can pass it on your way. Thank you for your call, Amanda.
Hey, okay, I'll see you guys later.
Thanks, Amanda.
Bye. All righty, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, now we have Danny. Hi, Danny.
Danny, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing good. Doing pretty good.
Good. Once again, big time birthday wishes to Lola Miller.
Thank you.
Yay.
Good woman and a great worker for 1600 The Watchdog.
That's right.
Thanks, Danny.
I don't know if this qualifies for as good of a story as some of the ones that I've heard, but and I'm hoping maybe someone will tell me I'm not crazy. Like many other people, I've seen plenty of things, but always kind of chalked it up to the figment of my imagination, even though I am a believer. And this is a great show. I like this, you know, paranormal stuff.
Well, thank you.
But I hope you guys keep it up. When I was a kid, my mom had a friend. I was living with my mom at the time, and my mom had a friend, Karen, and she used to bring her son Steve over. I think Karen would, you know, bring her over, and then she'd go to work and leave Steve over there, and you know, we'd all get ready for school. Well, we'd get ready for school, and then afterwards, you know, we'd be sitting on the couch there and packing up our book bag in my mom's living room. Well, this one particular day, I'm sitting on one part of the couch, and Steve is sitting a little further down on the couch, of course, packing up the book bags, and now the TV was off, and I don't know what made me, you know, turn around, but I happened to look into the TV, and of course, you know, you can see, you know, your figure in there. Well, I saw Stevie, you know, sitting a little bit down from me, and then I saw a figure in between us. And I just kind of, Steve, he goes, yeah. And I pointed at the TV, and he looked, and we both saw at the same time, and looked at each other, and just ran out of the living room. Uh-huh. And that's the one where I cannot just chalk it up to a figment of my imagination, because somebody else saw it with me.
Right.
That's not one of those, like, you know, shadow people. Would that be just like a regular ghost, or
what did it look like?
It was just a figure. It wasn't any bigger than me. It just looked like a person.
But it was like a reflection of a person right next to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Same type form as a human.
Yeah, it's like when you have the TV off and you're sitting in front of the TV, you know, you can see yourself, and there's just a figure. And I saw somebody sitting down on the couch right in the pit.
That sounds more like not a shadow person, no.
I mean, you can make out the person and everything, right? I mean, what they were wearing.
Oh, yeah.
See, shadow person, most of the time when you read those, and we'll have Heidi Hollis said she'd come back on and talk to us about it, and then you got to make sure you catch that, because she's investigated them for years.
But what's her name?
Heidi Hollis. We have, okay. If you list, look on our website, whispersradio.com, you'll see them on there. The link to her Shadow People book and stuff. But she said you'd see these out of the corner of your eye, you know, like you'd see a figure go past in the corner of your eye or something. And
okay, yeah, I've heard of that. Okay.
Yeah, and this is, I'd say this is more like an apparition. Like,
that's what it sounds like.
A pretty scary apparition, too. I don't know if I'd want to see that.
That's why I don't look at my TV when I turn it off.
I still kind of get goosebumps. I mean, God, call me a wuss or something, but every time when the TV's off, I'm always kind of cautious. I mean, I don't worry about it.
Well, no wonder.
It's never hurt me. Yeah, pretty much.
I don't blame you one bit.
I don't think I'd want to see that.
But thank you guys for taking my call and listening to my story. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Danny. What do you want? What do you want to win?
All right, what all is left?
All right, we got the massages left.
pizzas.
Jordan keeps yelling at me for saying that wrong. I think I'm saying it perfectly well. I think we have some more of the photo packages left, some pizzas left, some movie tickets. So
okay. We got a good handful of each category.
Yeah, we still got a bunch left.
All right. How about the now the like the movie passes? They come in pairs.
Yeah, pair movie. We got Carmike. We got one Carmike left, and how many of those marquees we got left?
Two.
Two marquees left. One Carmike.
Is that marquee up at the Highlands?
Yes, yeah. It is.
Has anybody been up there yet?
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah, I've been.
Is it a nice facility?
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, it's nice and clean.
Let's because I know I've been to the Carmike one since they renovated. I might want to try that Highlands one.
All right.
Okay, Danny.
Okay, we'll put your name on it. You want to pick it up here?
That would be great.
All right, it'll be out there waiting for you.
Congratulations, Dan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danny. See you later, hon.
Thanks.
Bye.
Who we got next?
Okay, now we have Clem.
Clem.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Clem.
Hey, Clem.
Hi, Lola, and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Good for you for making another year. It's tough on us old kids, man.
I know, isn't it, though?
That's okay. We're resilient.
Yes.
Hey, first of all, what percentage of your callers you think are getting flashbacks?
Well, if you listen to Sammy, Todd, and I, it might be quite a few. Yeah.
Hey, Sam, you still there?
I'm here,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, Sammy's here.
Hey, Sam, I'm the guy that you gave me a couple
beef things?
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
How you doing, pal?
Hanging in there.
All right. Listen, man, don't make fun of OU's nut house because my son still goes in there sometimes, or what they have left of it, and paints. They let him in the rooms to paint those guys. And it was Jonathan Winters. Favorite place for his vacation. He'd take a month off. You remember Jonathan Winters, the comedian?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, well, he'd take a month off and go to the Nut House in OU for some reason.
Oh, wow. That's a ringing endorsement.
Yeah.
Well, he was on Mork.
Is that your scariest story?
No. This is not a ghost story, just scary. But it does have demons, because I was trying to get close to this preacher's daughter one time when I was in high school. And it's so much so, I was enamored with her. I agreed to go to some kind of cult out there in Bannock. These people were holy rollers, and they'd believe that anything was wrong with you, if you laid hands on people and started chanting, started talking in tongues, that you could drive out any kind of demon. So anything.
Well, that's in the Bible.
Yeah. So what? That means that. Well, it was okay with me when they was trying to drive out smoking demons and any bad habit demons you have. Well, who can really see them flying? People put hands on them and they're talking in tongues and people are shaking. But when they put this fat girl down, they try to get that fat demon out of her. She started shaking. I said, "That's it, folks. I'm thumbing home from Bannock. I live in Ferry, but I'll thumb home from there." That's the scare that I couldn't stand it.
Wow.
Yeah, those fat demons are scary.
Yeah.
Damn straight. And I wasn't sticking around to see that thing come out.
Oh, jeez.
Are you still there?
I think I got a couple.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, because I was on the phone, but from what everybody's, the looks on their faces, this must have been priceless.
You can listen later. We'll send you the link.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So is that it?
What do you want? You want a pizza?
Yeah.
You can have some more fat demons.
Yeah.
Well, you got those,
are you talking about that girl you dated before?
The one that went to the cult, yeah.
It's just a girl in my past.
Okay, all right. Well, when you said fat demon, I thought maybe we were talking about Todd's ex-wife.
No. Don't get me started on
this. This show's taking a turn for the worst.
Yeah, it's getting really scary.
Yeah.
Thanks,
we're
going to
have people
Clint.
Knocking on our door.
Listen, yeah. We'll have it here for you. Just pick it up here, okay?
What sort is it?
What?
Say that again?
What sort of pizza is
it's
16-inch pizza from Da Vinci's.
One topping from Da Vinci's, where 88 and Pizza Hut meet. Now, 88 and Peter's Run Road meet. Yeah, I can't remember where that road
You're
is.
You're killing me, man.
I'm trying my best.
That's the fat demons.
You don't have any of those from up in Warwood?
DeCarlo's?
Yeah.
No, we don't have any of those with us.
I will, I'll leave you a DeCarlo's, Clem.
Will you? Because those are great.
Okay. I can do that.
Okay, thank you.
Right, uh-huh.
Thanks, Clem.
Bye-bye.
So long.
Okay, now we've got Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, yourself?
Hey, Bob.
I'm doing fine. Is that Sammy in the background?
That's me, buddy.
this is probably about 10 years ago. We had a dog. His name was Bear. We had him for 16 years, and toward the end, I'd have to pick him up and take him outside to go to the bathroom. He couldn't. And we just decided we'd have to get him put to sleep. So I couldn't go. I'm a big baby. My wife and my daughter took him and to the vet, and they had him put to sleep. And we buried him up Washington Farms. You know where Washington Farms is? It's up from Jim Robinson on up
there. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
But two months to the day that we took him up there and had him put to sleep, I'm in the basement, and I heard him running across the floor upstairs. If I hadn't heard it, I wouldn't have believed that. And I don't know how to explain it, but that happened. And, I don't really know how to explain that. But I don't know whether it was the spirit or what it was, but I was down in the basement and I heard him running across the floor.
Did that happen more than once?
That only one time.
Uh-huh. I'm actually doing a section about deceased pets in my book, and I've gotten a pretty good response on that.
But that's the only time that it happened, and we haven't had a pet since then. But I retired and I'm working part time now, and my wife is going to retire next year, and we'll get another pup. I'll bring a puppy home, and it's not fair to the dog to leave it by itself all day, you know, while we're working.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's kind of like the dog was trying to say goodbye.
Yeah.
Well, they're family, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, would you like a prize?
Yeah, Bob, what do you want to win?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you. I think
I'm sorry.
A battery's dying on the phone.
Okay. Well, what would you like? We got some pizzas left, some movie tickets.
That's fine.
Pizza?
Pizza?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. You can come by the station to get one?
Sure.
Or pick it up? All righty.
Okay. See you later.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Right. For those of you that are on hold, please continue. We got 10 minutes left of the show. We're going to try to get everybody in. You're listening to Whispers Radio on AM 1600 WKKX.
Do you want to dive into the bizarre world of the paranormal? Do ghosts, UFOs, or the supernatural amaze you to the point of wanting to learn more? Then you need BVRN, the Black Vault Radio Network. With more than 750 hours of on-demand talk radio, syndicated from more than 35 shows, the Black Vault Radio Network is your one-stop shop for the world of the unexplained. Check us out and tune in 24 hours a day, www.blackvaultradio.com. Again, that's www.blackvaultradio.com.
Who's sure of herself and stands out in a crowd? Who knows what's important in life and makes that her first priority? Who knows that her community's greatest resource is the health of its people? Her name is Andrea DeShong from A Journey Within.
Hi, I'm Andrea. I believe in these stressful times we need an hour to be quiet, go within, make friends with our breath. Let our mind, soul already knows, the healing journey is within. This is why I'm extending this offer to you, that when you invest in a package of 10 one-hour massages, my gift to you is 2 free.
What the world takes out of you, let Andrea put back in. A Journey Within. 304-547-4003.
Attention kids of all ages from 1 to 101. Want to see Darth Vader and R2-D2? What about Spider-Man? Or how about a pirate that's traveled the seven seas? Or a NASA-trained and certified astronaut? Kobe Bryant and Dirk Nowitzki are there, too. And where can you see all this and more? At the Toy and Plastic Brick Museum on Noble Street in the all-American town of Blair, Ohio. Dan Brown and the folks at the Toy and Plastic Brick Museum are now listed in the Guinness Book of World Records, last year for the largest Lego image ever, and this year for the world's largest castle made entirely of Lego building blocks. Located at 4597 Noble Street in Blair, Ohio, in the old Gravel Hill School, the museum is open Wednesday through Sunday from 12 to 5 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And there's entertainment daily. A band made entirely of Lego blocks, the Lego 3, perform for everyone. School groups and kids clubs want to take a road trip? Give them a call at 740-671-8890 for group rates. So, for 36,000 square feet of Lego fun, head over to the all-American town of Blair, Ohio, and visit the Toy and Plastic Brick Museum at 4597 Noble Street. Oh, and while you're there, don't forget the new space rooms open now, too.
Copyrighted images created under license by LEGO Group.
Over recent years, the traditional office has become more of a touchpad than a daily destination. Long gone is the reliance on a landline to work away from the office. More people are performing work from home or other locations thanks to technologies like GoToMyPC that let you take your office wherever you go. With GoToMyPC, you have freedom from the office, enhanced work-life balance, and increased work flexibility. When choosing a remote access service, you need to make sure it's easy to set up, easy to use, and affordable. That's why you need GoToMyPC. And you can try it free for 30 days. For this special offer, go to mypc.com/techpodcasts. That's gotomypc.com/techpodcasts. Take your office with you wherever you go with GoToMyPC.
Okay, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Mike.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I got a weird and kind of scary story for you guys.
Well, that's what we like.
I listen to you guys all the time.
Well, thank you.
When I was little, I used to go fishing. I was about 12 years old, 13 years old, and me and my buddy would go fishing out at Seneca Lake.
Me too.
I love Seneca Lake.
Seneca Lake's awesome.
You know where the marina is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And well, we'd go down there, and his name was Jeremy, and we'd sit there at night. We'd go night fishing, and we're sitting on this rock, and he goes up and he goes down, and I could see his lantern, and I was beside, and I hear something come behind me. And I see this guy, couldn't see, make him out, and he had a lantern, but it had a funny glow to it. And he's talking to him, and I'm talking to him, and, you know, he's like, good night to go fishing. And, you know, and I just, you know, it wasn't a scary feeling. It was just like an odd feeling, because he wouldn't literally look at the light or look at me, and he throws his pole out in the water, and it was an older style pole. And I was catching bluegill and crappie. And he was saying, well, good catch, good catch. And he'd get up, and he said, I left you something over here. And I was like, all right, some bait. And I said, all right. And so he gets up, and the light vanishes. And wow. It walks behind me. He walks behind me, and he goes, and my buddy comes back about a half hour later, and I go, did you see that, where that guy go by you fishing? He's a nice guy. And he goes, who are you talking to? What guy? And I said, well, didn't you see him? And I said, no. And I said, well, he left us something over there. So we get up and go over, and here it was, antique bait. Not live bait, but, you know, like the jiggers.
Wow.
And they were wet.
Oh, my God.
And I don't ever remember, when I was thinking, I don't ever remember hearing his lures hit the water.
Wow.
You can see the line go out, and you can see the old antique bobbers. It was wooden bobbers. Bobble up and down.
Ooh, oh, that is wild.
I have to ask this. Did you use the lures?
I kept them. I still have them to this date.
Have you ever used them?
No.
Should try to use them. You know, you never know what you could catch.
Oh, wow. It was just like, you know, but it was like a calm feeling.
That is wow. Awesome.
And from that point on, whenever I'd go down that point, I'd sit there and look, thinking that, you know, maybe I was imagining, maybe he would, you know, he'd come back, and then I'd come to find out later that there was an older gentleman who used to take kids fishing.
Aww.
And he had a heart attack down there with a group of kids.
Aww.
Wow.
Or, you know, he had, it was a natural cause of death, and they say that was the haunting of, I don't even know what the guy's name, but he was real nice, and he
sounds
wore
like
a straw hat, and he always had the when I looked at him, you could see that cattails,
uh-huh.
and he was
uh-huh.
chewing on it, as if, and he, you know, he didn't say much, but, you know, he was carrying on a conversation, and I was telling one of the rangers about it, and he says, oh, you met such and such.
Oh.
And I was like, well, he's nice. He said, well, you know, he's been dead for about 38 years.
Wow.
And that just sends shivers up and down my spine.
Well, I'll tell you what, you just want a massage.
That's what I left great for my wife.
There you go.
You got the top. Oh, wow.
But, you know,
it's a great story.
Like, you know, it wasn't really scary, but it was the fact that, you know, he was out of sight, but you could still see the silhouette of him.
Yeah. Oh.
And it was just like, you just carry on conversation. I mean, you could hear everything he was saying, and he was interacting with you, but yet you didn't hear him leave. You could see him moving, but you didn't see none of the branches breaking or the ruffling.
I like this story.
This
that
is a great story.
Awesome.
And it was like, at the time, you don't think much about it. And then after you find out, it's like, okay, and I guess there's an old schoolhouse out there that he was a teacher there. And he'd take the kids down after classes and go fishing over at the beach and all that.
Wow.
Crazy.
That's a great
that
story.
Hey, hey, Bob, thanks a lot for calling in. You got the massage?
That's Mike.
No, that's Mike.
Mike.
what are you doing with your name?
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So just stop here and pick it up, okay, Mike?
Okay.
All right. Thank
you,
Mike.
Bye.
Bye.
Sorry.
Wow.
Bob was the last name I wrote down.
Wow.
You got to keep it up.
I like that
keep
one.
With
I doubt. That was awesome.
That
just, wow. It's a warm one.
Well, yeah. Who do we have next?
This is Sharon.
Hey, Sharon.
Hi.
Hi, Sharon.
I have a question.
Okay.
When I was 16, my grandfather had a massive heart attack, and he lived for 7 days after. And the Sunday before he died, I had gone out to, he owned a farm, he and my grandmother. It was a dairy farm. And I put the, we'd milk the cows, and we locked up the barn, and I turned around, and there's my grandfather sitting in a wheelbarrow. So I went to speak to him. And he put his hand out like, you know, don't say anything. And I stood there and I watched him and he looked around and I could feel his fatigue. And he just slowly disappeared. But he hadn't died yet. So what was I seeing?
I've heard of this and I cannot remember the name of it, but I've heard...
Precognition?
Like a precognition kind of thing. Almost like...
Almost kind of like psychics, how they can see things
okay.
before they happen.
Well, I'm thinking of like the calls, too. If you ever got a call from or heard about calls from somebody that's passed away or, you know, about to pass
mm-hmm.
away.
A premonition.
Like a premonition like kind of
well,
thing.
See, I've had premonitions a lot through my life. I've seen so many spirits that they've always been family members and never scared me. But I just wondered, since he hadn't died, you know, at that time, what I had seen.
I mean, I had read an article one time about people that are dying, that they have to almost resolve, you know, certain things before they can pass away.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes they'll linger on and on and on until they can do that.
Oh,
and,
I see.
And that might, you know, be an answer for you.
Uh-huh.
You know, did it comfort you to some degree? Or
yes, it did.
Okay.
I knew he had come to say goodbye to the farm, I mean, to his lifestyle. And in a way, he said goodbye to me.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
But I just wondered, you know, what they called that.
It's either premonition or precognition, something
okay.
like
that. Okay.
Like a form of like ESP, that kind of.
Well, see, I
kind of
have
ballpark.
That, too, and it always makes me scared because I'll think, oh, somebody's gone, and I'll know who it is. Because with my grandfather, I knew he was going to die soon. I mean, it's not funny, but it just, like, it worries you.
Well, yeah. It's like a blessing and a curse at the same time.
Yeah, it is.
All right, would you like a pizza?
No, I really don't want anything.
Are you sure, Sharon?
Hey, we got all kinds of stuff.
What about the massages?
There you go.
There
we
you
can
go.
Give you a massage.
Okay.
All right, well,
can you stop by and pick it up?
I'll try and pick them up tomorrow.
All right,
well,
great.
They'll be here for you. Have a good one.
Okay, thank you,
have a good
you,
one.
Sharon.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, who's next?
Okay, this is Rhonda.
Hi, Rhonda. How you doing?
Hi, okay, how are you?
Pretty good so far.
First time listener, first time caller.
Oh,
I hope you keep listening.
So, I have a story. We used to live in the central part of the state near Elkins. And I started doing some genealogy there because I knew my dad was born near, well, he was born in Elkins. Well, not in Elkins, but near there. And both of my his parents were.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing some genealogy and finding out a lot about the family. And we started building a house. And just through talking to my grandparents and things like that, found out that they had lived near to where we were actually building our home. And one day, I just happened to be doing some work around the house, went into the back bedroom, took out a fan that was a window fan, and I turned to my right, and I saw this little old man that was in, oh, I would say 1900s garb, or like, you know, he looked like, almost looked like a priest, but I knew he wasn't. Long gray beard, black suit, and he was just sitting at the edge, on the edge of the bed, looking at me.
Hmm.
And it totally scared me to death. I dropped the fan and ran out of the room. I thought I turned the fan off. When we went in, because I left the house, I wasn't going back in that house.
No, I'm with you.
Till my husband came home, and the fan was still on when we went in the room, and I thought I had turned it off. Apparently, I didn't. But then that week, the following weekend, my parents were coming for the weekend, and I decided to take them to him. And it's a little, it's train depot museum. And I found in there a list of that particular county's cemetery, all the cemetery listings and everyone buried in these old church, little church cemeteries. And there was a church about 2 miles from the home we were building. Well, we were still building it where this happened. And I said, that's the cemetery. So on our way home, I knew we were going to pass it. We stopped. We went in. And we found my great-great-grandfather's grave.
Wow.
And it totally scared me to death.
Wow.
It was just the weirdest thing. It was scary, but it was nice.
Yeah. That's ironic.
Yeah, it is.
It was very strange. But is this what you would call shadow people, or?
I mean, could you make him out, or?
Yeah. I mean, I could. He was definitely solid. I mean, if that's what you want to call it.
I mean, like, you can make out his face and everything like that.
Yeah.
Shadow people, mostly, it's going to be all silhouette.
He looked very real, and that's why I was so...
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, that would be an apparition.
Your great-great-grandfather.
Yeah. And that's what I thought. That's when I told them what happened to me, like, 2 weeks before. And then, actually, when I had my son... He would say that room became the nursery because we never had any problems after that. And he said, my son would say to me something about a man sitting at his bed.
See, kids can see these.
Oh, yeah.
The kids can see them.
Yep.
So, anyway, I just thought that was kind of an interesting story.
That's a great story.
What kind of prize would you like? We got the photo packages left.
I don't need anything.
You sure?
We
got all this stuff.
Come on.
Yeah, no. Give it to somebody else. It's fine.
What about some movie tickets?
No. That's okay.
What can we entice you with, Rhonda?
No.
Well, how about you listen again next week?
I will.
All right.
Great.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Thank you.
Bye.
We got time for the last caller?
Yep. This is Harry.
Hi, Harry.
Hey, Harry.
Hi, Harry. How come it's not working? There you go. Harry, you there?
Hello?
Harry. Oh, he hung up.
Oh.
Well.
Well, that was fun.
Yes, it was.
I like that.
Yeah, we were worried and everything.
I know. I knew you guys worried too much.
We do worry
too
much.
We had a lot of great stories. How many stories do we... Who is this? Let's see. Who is this? Harry, is that you?
Yeah, this is me. I got cut off.
Okay.
Hi, Harry.
Tell us your story, Harry.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask you something. Have you guys ever talked to anybody from the New Orleans area?
No, we wanted to get somebody from New Orleans on.
I'm still working on that one.
I don't really get into, like, I like to listen to the stories, but I've never really had too much of an experience before. But when we went to take a vacation back when I was, like, 15, down to New Orleans, the host at the hotel told us, you know, we should try one of the haunted history tours. And I didn't think nothing of it. I was like, yeah, you know, yeah. I'm not there to listen to ghost stories, you know. But I went down there, and I don't know if you guys ever heard of the LaLaurie Mansion down there.
Yeah.
We got to tour the outside of that, and I got to hear about the history of it. But, you know, things like that didn't affect me. What affected me was he took us to this delivery area for this restaurant. And the restaurant was located on the second floor. And, of course, we did the midnight tour, so it was gated off and you really couldn't see anything. And you got to go up to the gate, and you could see the holes in the walls where they had shackled the slaves to sell them off to the landowners.
Jeez.
And, you know, that gave me chills, and I just counted it off. Like, you know, well, I wanted to come back and see it, you know, when it was opened up. And they said the owner of the building let people come in to look. And it was a 90-degree day, and I came back the next day, and I was still getting, you know, that cold chill kind of feeling when I went in there. And it's something that, like, really amazed me at the moment. You know, it's kind of like you got in touch with history somehow. You know, and that's why I was wanting to call and find out if you guys had anybody on before in the past. I never got the chance to catch your show until tonight.
Well, thanks for catching it.
But I was wondering if there's any way you guys might be able to get somebody from that area that's an expert in this field.
There's I know there's a group down there that does the tours and everything. And I've been trying to get the last time I emailed them, they didn't call me back or, you know, write me back. But I will keep trying. I want to talk to some people about, like, Myrtle's Plantation. And I mean, there's all kinds of stuff down there. I mean,
exactly.
Voodoo, right. Vampires, all kinds of stories from that area.
Exactly.
Well, and would you like a prize?
Yeah, sure.
We've got tickets left, pizza, photos, massages.
If you don't mind, can I get the massage from my wife? I think she'd appreciate it.
Sure can.
That's fine.
All right, we're
such a good husband.
That's a Journey Within.
Journey Within over in Tridelphia.
It's right across from Blyphus Tires.
And I swear by her. I've been here many a times.
Yeah, she's a great woman. You'll enjoy it. Or, well, your wife will enjoy it.
She's a sponsor of the show, too, so you got to tell her you heard us here.
Most definitely. Thank you, guys.
Hey, thanks a lot,
Thank
Harry.
You, Harry. Yeah,
appreciate it.
Okay, this is the last one we're going to take. This is Stacy.
Hey, Stacy.
Wait a minute.
Hi, Stacy.
Okay, this is like a weird thing that's been going on forever in my house. It's just like an ongoing joke in my family, but sometimes it's kind of creepy. I have four kids, but three of them have been little in this one room in my house. My one son is 10, and it started when he was 2. He would wake up in the middle of the night, and he'd be moving his little furniture, and he said that he would be playing with his little friend, and it was a little girl. And he would literally, like, move the furniture, and he would say, because she wants it to be here. He had a little Elmo clock in there. And he took it off the wall one night, and he said, because this is where she comes in the room at. We just thought it was him watching,
Is it your house, Sammy?
Might have been.
Yeah, we thought that he was, like, watching, like, Peter Pan or something, because, you know, Peter Pan flies in and out. And we just passed it off at that. And then he would wake up, and then he would start waking up every night, like, around 2:30. I'd go in his room, and he'd be on the floor playing chutes and ladders with his little friend.
Wow.
So he kind of grew up out of it, you know, at 4 or 5, quit talking about the little girl. Well, then my next son comes along. Brian moves into the other room. My next son comes in. He goes into this room, and now he's about 3. When he turns 3, he starts waking up in the middle of the night, and now he's playing with the little girl. So now I'm starting to get a little freaked out, so I ask my priest, you know, about it. Well, first I asked my priest when Brian was little, and, you know, Father says, oh, don't worry about it. They're not bugging you. And he's just joking around, but that was just Father Ray. You know, he's just goofing around about it. But anyway, so now I'm like, when Trace starts doing it, I'm thinking, okay, now I'm getting a little spooked about this, you know. Well, then he just starts growing out of it, too. But now the little girl, now my son's getting mad at about 3.5 because the little girl has to go home because her mom's getting mad that she's spending so much time with him. Anyway, he grows out of this, too, to make a long story short. When he gets about 5 or 6, he no longer sees the little girl. Now, him and his brother share a room.
Now my littlest one is in there.
Oh, she's don't four. Tell me.
She's four, okay? She's been waking up at about 3 o'clock every freaking morning telling me that she can't sleep because the little girl is bringing her little friend and they won't let her sleep because they're talking too much. Now, my house is not that old.
Yeah, but you don't know what might have been built over, you know?
And it's just an ongoing joke at my family. You know, is the little girl back? And my daughter's older, and her friends all joke about it. You know, what's going on in your house? Nothing ever has been disturbed in the house. You know, nothing ever bad. But my kids, literally, the little ones, will get up and play games with this, quote, little girl in my house.
That's something.
Wow.
And, now, this isn't in Coleraine, is it?
No.
Okay, just checking.
I have to make sure about that.
No, it's not.
Wow.
That's just crazy.
But it's like, it's always been, and if you ask them, they'll all describe the little girl.
The same.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I don't know if it's them, but, like, the oldest one is 10, and he kind of, like, forgets what she looks like now.
Yeah.
But the other one, he's 7, and him and my little girl, she kind of, like, they'll talk about her. You know, but he kind of forgets her now.
I mean, so what does she look like? I mean,
they
little girl,
all
white dress,
her,
pigtails.
Well, they kind of describe her as like almost being kind of like an Indian little girl.
Hmm.
Which is why I kept thinking it was a Peter Pan type kind of thing. You know what I mean?
It's Tiger Lily.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was. But then when it come to the point where they were like moving furniture for her and playing games, I thought, well, they have siblings to play with. You know, they can't be really that bored. You know, and then I thought, now that my youngest is getting up in the middle of the night and waking me up because they won't let her sleep, you know, because they're talking too much, I thought, oh, for the love of Pete.
Man.
You know? It's time to wire your house.
Yeah.
Honestly, and see
I'm
if we
thinking,
can't
pick
the... I'm
thinking, I was ready to call the Paranormal State from Penn State. Well, that's only because my
you
daughter...
You can always call us.
I was gonna say,
yeah, we
these
do
guys do that.
Yeah, I just thought, you know, this is really getting to be annoying. But usually they grow out of it by the time they're 5 or 6.
Then there'll be grandchildren coming along eventually.
Yeah. No.
I'll tell you what, Stacey, we're going to give you a photo package, $50 photo package at Absolute Serenity.
I really don't want anything. I just
want to
hear that my house is a little freaky weird. So.
Well, if you want us to come over and look at it, we like to play chutes and ladders. So.
As long as you're not
all
playing
get
with
together. Well, how else are we going to get a picture of her?
Yeah, seriously, Stacey, you should let these guys come over and do some investigating and see if they can't discover something.
I'd be traumatized if they found out. I was even telling you the story.
Oh, that's
well, you don't have to tell them.
Well, thank you for your call, Stacey, and we hope you continue to listen and call back.
All right, thank you.
Have
thanks,
a good night.
Stace.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Nikki, who we got next week?
Next week we have Michael Sala. He's studies exopolitics, so he'll be talking about, with just in case anybody doesn't know what exopolitics is, because it's getting a lot of strange looks around looking at me like, what? Exopolitics is the study of how governments, our own around the world, would be able to deal with with aliens, UFOs, landing, I guess, on the White House steps. Or as he talks about in his book, I've been reading through it, the fact that they've been around all since Eisenhower. Eisenhower supposedly met with the aliens, and we've been having a technology exchange.
And we got it. That's going to be like
right after the election. So we were like, how will McCain or Barack Obama deal with the alien
ET? If they didn't need one more thing on their plate,
or the fact that they're reptilians. If you remember the story,
today.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. Well, guys, this was a lot of fun. Did you get a lot of good material?
Yeah, I did.
Good, good, good. Because these were great stories.
Yeah,
they really
good.
Are.
The bleeding walls just got me. Yeah. I don't know why.
The spinning table.
That's a creepy one.
I don't know which would be worse.
I think that lady bought Sammy's house.
Of course, you can combine them all. There's an Indian walking
house.
Around the house. Yeah. The walls are bleeding. Table's walking.
Yeah.
Little girls playing chutes and ladders.
Yeah. In the closet, yeah.
More than one way.
We're gonna have to do another call-in show here.
Yeah,
it was fun.
Well, we were worried. I mean, we were sitting back there sweating bullets. And
Man, we really don't get a lot of callers. You know, most of our shows are interview-based. So,
yeah.
We got a lot of good people out there with good stories.
Yeah, we do.
All right. Next week, Michael Sala. We got Tammy Gross, Sammy the Bull, and Lisa Queen, whose next wife did show up. She's here. We'll see you next week. Until then, everybody, remember, don't be afraid, only believe. Have a happy Halloween.